I speak to you in God's holy name, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Why are you afraid? Still you have no faith." We are living in a time of fear. Fear that is being propagated and manufactured and used for political ends. There is some real fear, but we live in a changing world. We live in a world where climate change is starting to make its effect known. Make no mistake, the refugee crises around the world have a root in climate change. People are facing drought and floods at the same time in different parts of the world. Have a look at the map where all the major disruptions are happening. They're all on the equator, where climate change is increasing day by day. And people are moving. People are afraid. People want a better life. They want to live. Wouldn't you? And they're coming north, and they're going south to Australia. They're coming north to America, to Canada, to Europe. And people who are there are being afraid. We are living in a time of fear. But we also, as Christians, are here challenged. We sang the hymn this morning, "Draw the Circle Wide," with Christ being at the center. And then draw the circle wide and then wider still. We are challenged here in 2018 to start thinking about what is our circle? What are our values? What do we care about? We care about Jesus Christ. And we care about proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ in the midst of an afraid community. And we ourselves have to first of all say, I do not have to be afraid. I do not have to be afraid. I am only afraid of fear itself. But I have the love of Jesus Christ in me and with me and beside me and about me. And I hope all of us will have that sense of our standing point is in Jesus. And once we've made that stand and have the idea that we follow the love of Jesus Christ and we can draw our circle wider and wider and make that love become more inclusive and encompassing. And how do we do that? Well, first of all, it's about attitude. Am I going to have the attitude of where I'm being pushed and shoved by people who want to make me feel afraid? I listened to a call-in show last Sunday as I came from Agassiz back to Abbotsford. And it was about the refugee crisis. And people were saying, oh, they're going to take our jobs and we can't handle any more people in the country. I say, give your heads a shake. We are in a privileged country. We have probably most of the fresh water known on the earth. We have lots of territory. We have jobs that people who are here locally don't want to fill, and refugees want to fill them. And so I say, bring them in. I think of stories in Nova Scotia where I began my ministry, where there was little communities that were basically closing up shop because they had lots of people, but none of them young enough to do anything like cleaning the windows, helping put up storm doors, painting the eaves. Who wants to go up on a ladder when you're 70? The immigrants come in and fill the jobs. The schools are getting opened again. People are feeling there's vitality and they're hearing children's laughter. Now, it may not be a Christian kid. It may be a Muslim kid or a Jewish child or a Buddhist or Chinese, but who cares? They're all part of God's creation. They're all our sisters and brothers. What bedevils us is tribalism with a very small circle. If you're in my clan, you're okay. If you're not in my clan, you're not okay. And it's not just clans in North America. I come from a Welsh clan. My mother could have told you exactly what part of the Scottish clan she's from and how which greater clan broke the backs of the Logan clan in 4 AD and how bad it was. It happened like it was yesterday. And I used to think, get over it. It's 2,000 years ago. We have to draw the circle wider. And we start by having an attitude ourselves. We are enriched today by those of us whose ancestors and ourselves even come from other places. I could name you right now because I know you're from other places and because I was at your Canadian citizenship ceremony. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we are a nation. And we have to keep working and building that with an attitude of love and inclusion. We are blessed that the First Nations people, when white settlers first came to North America, First Nations peoples made way to allow them to come onto the land and gave them hints how to survive the cold. If it wasn't for that generosity, those first settlers, Samuel de Champlain and all the others, would have been popsicles. They would have frozen to death. And then we turned and did stupid things, for which I, being a part of the community of white civility, the Anglican Church, feel ashamed and sad and give an apology for. We have to learn to love each other as we are. Not try to make them conform to what we think is civil, but accept people as they are, where they are, and love them as who they are. And learn about who they are as we share about who we are. We cannot stand alone. We are part of the community of the planet Earth. I mentioned a couple of seconds ago that climate change and the refugee crisis are entwined together. We really live in a world, we have to start understanding that we are one planet, one people who follow one God, and that God has many names. But we are all one. We're in this boat together. I get sickened by tribalism. I get sickened by some of the things that I see happening around where people want to be exclusive. It is not the way of Jesus. And I come back to the challenge that Jesus gave to his disciples. What are you afraid of? It's a question we need to ask ourselves when we start to have narrow thoughts, judgmental thoughts, pushing away thoughts. We have to say, what is my fear? What is my fear that is giving rise to this judgment of exclusion? For this judgment of not being able to embrace everyone and our differences. What is my fear? I see it over and over again. I see it when transgendered people are pushed away and made to feel demeaned. I see it when people of color are pushed away. When I see it when First Nations people are made fun of and demeaned. What are we afraid of? We have to get over it. Jesus calls me to share this message. And it starts with us. We can be the progressive community of Anglicans here who are inclusive and loving, forgiving, and embracing, drawing our circle wide. And then when we think we've got it wide, start drawing it wider still. Because our guide is Jesus Christ, who loved people, who loved the world, who cares. and draws us forward, empowering us by the Holy Spirit to be a better people, an inclusive people, a people who forgive and care. That's the message we must have and the attitude we must hold as we seek to work and embrace all people who are in our midst. Canada is changing, but we don't have to be afraid of the change. We can embrace the change. We have basic foundational values, and we have to share these values with one another. I did a lot of study when I was a prison chaplain about all the religions that I would see coming into the chapel, because I had to be there to support each person, whether they would be Persians people coming in, Muslim people from Syria, First Nations people, Buddhists, you name it. You get it all when you go to prison. And so I studied the tenets of all the faiths. And the basic thing that I found as I read them through, they're really basically the same. Love one another. Care for one another. If you take away that sort of tribalism that we are exclusively the onlys, get rid of that idea and come to a new idea, we can draw a wide circle. For God loves all of God's creation. And I pray this week as we go about our lives and we interact with other people and we listen to their conversations, when you feel that it's going towards fear or exclusion or condemnation, have courage of the Holy Spirit to speak up with a newer vision. Draw the circle wide. And ask the person, what are you afraid of? Might be very interesting. They may never have thought that their speech and their attitudes and their values are based in fear instead of love. And as we receive the sacrament today, to which we're all invited, remember, it's the outpouring of God's love symbolically that we take into ourselves in the bread and the wine to give us energy and vision to draw the circle wide and to live our lives not in fear, but in love. May God bless us all. Amen.